your name. We'll lift your name. Lift your name. Lift your name. We'll lift your name. Lift your name. We'll lift your name. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, honor, power, majesty, be unto God. Amen. Glory, honor, power, majesty. Mighty God, we say thank you. I will pray in the spirit for come to see. We've come to see. We've come to see you again. Just to see you. We want to see. We've come to see you again. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. We pray. All right. Let's take our hope in prayer. Mighty God, we say thank you for tonight. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your compassion. Thank you because in the process of tonight's session, you will hear those who are moody. You will heal the hearts that are broken. You will strengthen the hearts that are weary for the lack of the manifestation of those things which you have spoken. Mighty God, we say thank you. We pray that every weak heart, every heart that is contending for the soul that is contending with the supremacy of Christ, be healed tonight. Thank you, blessed be God. Thank you, Almighty God. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Some of our brethren have seen a session, and I pray session tonight will do them good in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I know that this Pentecost meeting for this week is for me. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I want to salute our brethren in Southgate, London, United Kingdom, and also salute our brethren in Zaria. Someone kindly remind me that we present our 2025 objective to God towards the end. Of this session. So, if you can hear me, say amen.
Amen.
All right. So, yesterday we touched upon the topic gaining mileage through the Holy Ghost, and we took just one point and we said that the way to gain mileage through the Holy Ghost is by praying at any little window of opportunity. And we were able to show that there is a way by which you will pray at an opportunity time, that when the appointed time comes, you will be in automatic mode. You can be sitting down, but yet you will not miss the encounter. And we use the book of Acts of the Apostles, verse 1 to 3. He came into the house where Abou Peter and the other brethren in the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 13, and they went to the upper room to pray. But by the time they got to Acts chapter 2 verse 1 to 4, they were sitting down when the Holy Ghost came upon them, because they used their opportune time, which is the season of sowing. They used the opportune time of 10 days to pray all through until the day of Pentecost came. So today we want to look at the height in the Holy Ghost. And I got this my technical word from the words of Apostle Paul when he said that no man can comprehend the height and the depth, the length and the breadth of the love of the Son of God. I may not have put it right, but there is such a scripture as that. So I'm going to hide, because I don't want to go through all the Greek word and all that. Just to simplify, it is using it. That's why I'm just using it. As a bonus point, we will recall that we are looking upon the subject of the Holy Ghost. Now, as a bonus point, anytime someone read the book of 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 46 quickly, we don't have so much time. 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 46. Someone kindly read for me quickly. Book of 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 46. First King chapter 18 verse 46. Who's there?
And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran before him up to the entrance of Jezreel.
Thank you very much, sir. Anytime you hear the word, the hand of the Lord, and what ensues is a supernatural manifestation in the Old Testament. Anywhere you read in the Old Testament, I see something called the hand of the Lord. And whenever, when that hand came upon, wherever it came upon, there was a supernatural manifestation. That is the Holy Ghost. That is the working, the impartation of the Holy Ghost in the Old Testament. It so happens that in the Old Testament, when the Holy Ghost comes upon a man, which is why it is called the hand of the Lord, it is because God exercises authority over that vessel, so much that that vessel does not have a say in whatever God wants to achieve in the life of that vessel. In fact, if there is any good time for us to experience what we have today as people falling, people who receive impartation of the Holy Ghost, and then they begin to scream, they begin to shout, and all those kind of things, where we have excesses of manifestation of the Holy Ghost, the better day to experience that is in the Old Testament. Because in the New Testament, we have a high priest
. Your volume is muted if you're still talking. Your mic is muted, sorry.
All right. Where did you hear me last?
Did you?
What was the last thing you heard?
You said any better time to experience the excess anointing you spoke of?
Okay, let me just say, anytime you read in the Old Testament that the hand of the Lord came upon someone, that is the Holy Ghost in operation in the Old Testament. And I went further to say, the best time for us to see excessive manifestation of the Holy Ghost, such as we find today, is better positioned for the Old Testament. Manifestations such as when the Holy Ghost comes upon a person and the person begins to scream, the person begins to shout before the person now conveys the word of the Lord. The best time was in the Old Testament, because in the New Testament, we have the priest. That because of that, the spirit of the prophet is subject unto the prophet. It is called the hand of the Lord because back then in the Old Testament, men did not have the capacity in their vessel to manage the impartation of the Holy Ghost. And except you mature and you go deep into the spirit, there was no such teachings. There was no available teaching that help men to manage the impartation of the Holy Ghost. And that is why people like Samson will end up at the feet of Delilah. Something used to come upon him, but he doesn't know how to manage it. Unfortunately, in the New Testament, we have a spirit that teaches us all things, the inward anointing. That spirit teaches us all things, but that possibility was not there in the Old Testament. So what we want to look at tonight is hide in the Holy Ghost. When the Holy Ghost comes upon you, there are seasons when you are at peak in operation. It is as if the Holy Ghost leaves an impression upon your spirit. And that impression becomes the peak of your manifestation. If you are with me, shout, Amen.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Let's open now. In order to show that peak operation, Let's open our Bible to the book of the same book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verse 11. The Bible says, Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verse 11. The Bible says, which also said, this is saints speaking on to the disciples after Jesus was received into heaven, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Let's now read from coming. Coming. Let's now read from Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verse 36. 2, verse 36. This is Peter now speaking. He said, therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that day that same Jesus whom ye have crucified. That God has made that same Jesus whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. In the final ascension of our Lord Jesus into heaven, the saints that appear to strengthen the disciples, they laid emphasis on a word, and that word is this same Jesus. And that word, because it was an encounter, that word became the peak of the operation of the Holy Ghost in the life of Peter. And that is why in the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verse 36, Peter was still mentioning the same word, this same Jesus. Has God ever committed into your hand a teaching? And while you are teaching, it was as if you were repeating one particular word over and over again. You try to move away from that word, but you keep finding yourself that you are digressing to that same word. That is the peak of the manifestation of the Holy Ghost in your life. And if you stay on that word, you will see a supernatural manifestation amongst the people. You know, after Peter told them that it is the same Jesus that they crucified, that is him, that God has made Lord and Christ. In verse 37, the Bible says they were pricked in the heart. They were pricked in the heart. That is the heart. The Holy Ghost went to work to convict to the people that same Jesus that you came is the same person that has become. So their conscience became alive to the fact that they had murdered an innocent person. It is the same thing that we have in operation in our time. So if you stay on that impression of the Holy Ghost amongst your multitude of words, if you stay on that particular word, you will see a supernatural manifestation of the Holy Ghost in the life of your audience. But so many times we preachers, we just go on and on because we want to exhaust our Bible study outline. We want to exhaust it. My best advice is no need to exhaust it. Just put it aside and stay on that particular word. Stay on that particular impression. Stay on that particular testimony. I remember I was listening to Evangelist Sunday Oguche, who is the father in the Lord to Apostle Gideon. He was just teaching, I think that was at IEC, International Eagles Conference, I think with Remnant Christian Network. And then he made mention of it. After he was done with, he has said so much about in his teaching. He said, you are young, don't expire in the place of prayer. And he kept repeating that word. Did you know that the more that man repeated that word, the more people fell under the anointing? He was not praying that people should fall under the anointing. But the more he kept repeating that word, the more the people were being slain in the spirit. The more the people were being convicted in their heart, the more people were receiving strength to pray. He said, you are young, don't expire in the place of prayer. In fact, for me, when I listened to that session, I think that should have been the main message that he should preach that day, for going the one he has already preached. So that the impression of that word was the peak of manifestation of the Holy Ghost in his life. And because he was able to take cognizance that the Holy Ghost wanted him to keep repeating that word, the more he kept repeating it, it was supernatural manifestation of the Holy Ghost in the midst of his body. The Bible says, after he told them, that same Jesus, him that God made both Lord and Christ, the Bible says, the heart of the people are pricked in their heart. And don't forget, that time, that same Jesus was what the saints told the apostles when Jesus was being received into heaven in chapter 1. Now, that is not where I'm going. Aside from this testimony of mine, there are other peaks in the Holy Ghost that you can get. And then there will be a manifestation. There will be a distinct manifestation in your life. One of such peaks is called decrease. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalms, book of Psalms, chapter 2, verse 6 to 7. Let's go. The book of Psalms, chapter 6. The book of Psalms, chapter 2, verse 6. Now, I'm just trying to catch up. The book of Psalms, chapter 2, verse 6 to 7. This is David speaking. He said, yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. The same. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, thou art my son. This day have I begotten you. I would have loved to say so much about this scripture, but I will just put it to you that this point of decree, this point of decreeing things, is actually a peak of the manifestation of the Holy Ghost in the life of David. In fact, if you check the manifestation of this particular word, that this day have I begotten you, if you check it in the New Testament, you will discover that it was the resurrection of Christ from the grave. That was the begotten that God was talking about. The resurrection of Christ from the grave. And if you know anything at all about the New Testament, Paul says that if Christ be not raised from the dead, that our faith in Christ is useless. That was what Paul said. That our faith in Christ is baseless if Christ was not raised from the dead. The peak of the powerful manifestation of those in the life of our of Christ Jesus our Lord was in his resurrection. That was the peak of manifestation. The Bible speaking in the New Testament said that if the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead be, he will quicken your mortal. Because the Bible, the scripture is of the opinion that the resurrection of Christ Jesus from the dead is the peak of the manifestation of you in his life. So you can come to the place of prayer. You can come to the place of prayer, and while you are praying, you hit the vow of decreeing things, and God will begin to put words in your mouth that decree this, say this. In coming to the place of prayer, you came with prayer point. You may come with an impression that God laid upon your heart. Maybe a burden that God laid upon your heart. But while you are praying, it was as if the Holy Ghost got angry in your spirit. Then God begins to put word in your mouth to say this. Say this. That say this now becomes the decree. When you begin to decree like that, you have gone from yourself to the Holy Ghost dimension. That is a peak of operation. So the first one is decree. The second one, another peak that you can experience in the place of prayer, can be the peak of blessing and curses. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalms chapter 24 verse 5. Psalms chapter 24 verse 5. Psalm 24 verse 5. Let's read from verse 4. The Bible says, Psalms chapter 24 verse 5. He that hath clean hands, of course, you know this scripture, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord. You know that scripture. So here we have the hill again. A peak, going up, going and ascending. So in verse 4, it says, he that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. Verse 5. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord. While you are praying, while you are in the place of prayer, praying in tongues. This one is not praying in words. You are praying in tongues, and you are lost in the place of prayer. You can hit the peak of blessing. Now God will begin to put the word of blessing upon you. It was this peak that men like Balaam were trying to achieve through divination. So when he was trying to achieve the peak, of course, they can curse the children of Israel. And don't forget, he had to ascend to a mountain. You know, they go. A step further in the physical, so that they can achieve a spiritual, they can achieve an ascendance in the spirit spiritually. It was this peak in the Holy Ghost that Balaam was looking for up and down. So that from that peak in the Holy Ghost, he can cross the children of Israel. Because from that place, anything you say becomes bound. But what did the Bible say? He said, the Lord that commanded me to what? To bless and not to curse. In the place of prayer, you can hit the peak of blessing and curses. I remember Epitone was instructed to do a Bible teaching with his family. And in his second teaching, in the second video that he did, I noticed something that Empitoni was blessing his family. Maybe I think he needs to share that video with us so that you can see what I'm saying. In that, after he has done his Bible study, everybody was all right. Then he now said, okay, let me pray with you now. Let me bless you. And you know the most amazing thing, even he himself does not know that he has hit the peak of blessing. And that is what made me to draw out this particular topic for tonight, so that he Epitone was saying, oh, I bless you in the name of the Lord, that the Lord God will, let me tell you something. Whatever gives you the courage to bless people that are older than you, just know that it is a peak in you. Something has taken over your heart. Because on a normal, under normal circumstances, under a normal circumstance, you will want to be traditional. You want to be respectful of the elders, that, oh, look at my elder. So you'll be using words like, I want to bless us in the name of God. It's no longer you that is talking. And if you are fluid in your words of blessing, it means you have reached a peak. And if I were you, I will stay there to continue blessing them until the Holy Ghost begins a supernatural thing in the heart of my listeners, in the heart of my audience. So Empitoni told them, I bless you. I think he spent almost 2 or 3 minutes blessing his family. And one of the people that will listen to that audio is his dad. That's what I'm telling you. And that is not to say he is disrespecting his dad. Mm-mm. But rather to show that there is a blessedness that is in Christ in heavenly places. And that is where he was broadcasting from. It was I pray that the Lord God will grant us mercy for today, so that we can see a natural class, then we'll see a social class, and then we'll now see a spiritual class, so that you can know where you fall in. Because someone that is in a social class may not be in a spiritual class. You can be old with age, but you in the spirit you are not great. You can be old in age, but in the spirit you are not great, because there is no tangible spiritual sacrifice that accomplishes your life. There is no work of faith that accomplishes your life. The Bible, speaking of the faith of the saints, says their works follow them. There are some people, there is no work of faith that is following their life. They are doing so many things, or it's not all of them that have been authorized by Jesus. So they are just doing so many things to please God, but God did not command them to do it. And at the end of the day, like Cornelius, you will say your memorial has come before him. A memorial of everything that you are doing has come before you. Same for Peter. Now, with all your prayer, we know you are laboring, but your first problem is that you need salvation, so that all this heap of sacrifice can begin to make sense. So you can hit the peak of blessing and curses. And that can be further categorized as judgment. I don't know when last you hit a peak in the Holy Ghost. What we are going to pray tonight. We are going to pray tonight. we are going to pray tonight. That the Lord God will help you so that when you come to the place of prayer, you don't leave that place the same way you came. So that when you come to the place of prayer, God can take you to a height where you are piping the blessedness of Christ upon the audience. The good Lord bless us in Jesus' name. Let me repeat myself again. The most crucial part of the teaching, when you begin to say what the Holy Ghost is impressing upon your heart, maybe during a teaching, if you keep to it in repeating that same word, the Holy Ghost will go on to manifest himself supernaturally in the life of your audience. Don't be too full of your teaching that I need to exhaust this thing. The teaching that I had prepared that we are going to start with for this Pentecost, we have not even touched it. And every day, God keeps pushing it forward. Every day I come and say, all right, we are going to do this now. We push it forward. It is today. We push it forward. In fact, most of the subject that we are using, it is when I will just be, maybe I will just be in the toilet, or I'm applying cream, or I'm just doing one casual thing. That is when God will now say, okay, the topic for today, Pentecost meeting, is so. Like this one that I'm teaching, because today he said, say this one. Meanwhile, that was the one I conjured, that I lifted out of my Bible study when he enlightened me to the book of Acts of the Apostles. I've not taught that one. That one is still in the cooler. Finally, as we begin to pray, because Jesus wants us to pray tonight so that you can hit a peak. If you are a married man, such as we have our brethren in the UK, you can actually hit the peak of love. You can come to the place of and then you will hit the peak of love so much that you will feel like embracing the person that God laid upon your heart. I wish I can see this person and show him how much I love him. There have been many times my wife, we had a little disagreement, and I discovered that every time I kneel down to report her to God, I say, God, see what my wife did today. In the place, as I'm not done saying that, then I will start laughing. I don't need to pray anymore. Once I report her to God and I start laughing, I leave the place of prayer, and then I'll come and do one dance. And once I throw that dance, all the pressure will be casted down. That is how we'll settle for that day. And the reason why I'm laughing is not because I want to laugh. Love. It's as if Jesus will just transmit love to my heart. And then there is no word to hurt her again. There is no word for that prayer again, other than to just go and make peace with her. And in fact, I don't find it hard to make peace with that. You know me, we don't want to apologize that. You don't want to be the first to say sorry, because you know the women will not come and say sorry, even though they know they are wrong. So you don't want to be the first. You are saying, today, I'm going to see. Let's see how long you will last. You will be the one to say sorry this time. So you don't want to be the first. But in such, under such circumstance, I don't find it hard. I will just come and say, oh. And the way I will be, you will think something is, I've gone mad. He said, I'm sorry. And then I will do some dance, and it's a peak in the Holy Ghost. It's not me. God wants us to be. And that is the end. And this is the end of the teaching tonight. Let's pray. I'm going to borrow extra 5 more minutes so that we can pray, since we started late. And that will mean we did this session for 1 hour. If you have been blessed by tonight's teaching, can you shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Can we lift up our voice to God tonight and begin to thank God for that which He has done for the teaching of tonight? The teaching of tonight may not have been comprehensive, but it is something to go by. And I assure you, what I'm teaching you tonight is not a result of Bible study. No, this one, it was the Holy Ghost that came and taught me this one. And that's why you will notice sometimes, most especially, we've been using only one point, because that is where he stopped. There is no need for me to add my one and say, the one I added my own and through Bible study, I've not been able to teach it. I'm still waiting for the day that I will teach it. Can we give thanks to God for this medium of Pentecost that the Lord God has chosen to minister to us in this time? God wants you to pray to me. The Holy Ghost is here for you to pray tonight. Not tomorrow, but this night. So don't say, I'm going to do that tomorrow. No, it's today, not tomorrow. It's now, not tomorrow.
Thank you,
blessed Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Can we lift up our voice to God in tongue, in the spirit? Can we pray in the spirit? Hit a peak. The reason why Satan has been toying with your family, with your extended family, is because you have not hit a peak where the Holy Ghost will come and say, curse this man, curse this one. Where the Holy Ghost will come and say, decree upon this matter, say to this mountain, be thou moved. Say to this mountain, be down. All sickness has been lingering in your family for so long. When one is done, another one picks up. And you know it's a spiritual attack. Hit a peak in the Holy Ghost tonight so that he can put words upon your lips and say thou to this mountain, be thou moved. Be thou moved. Be thou moved. Be thou moved. It's the peak. Come to the holy hill of the Lord tonight. Can we pray in the spirit? Can we pray in the spirit? Can your spouse, you've been having disagreement, every day disagreement. No, it's not supposed to be like that. Eat a peak tonight. At least you will learn the pathway. So that anytime there is a disagreement, rage will not allow you to see that they don't mean those things. So you want to give her a backhand. Sample her face with a slap. Can we pray in the spirit? He wants you to pray. He wants you to pray. He loves Kepanetta. Kaparadesku papaladi kabanata. There is an open door for your family, and it's as if you don't know what prayer to pray. In order for that door to be open, you need to hit the peak where you begin to make a decree. When the Holy Ghost will come and put words upon your mouth, I open ye the gate and let the King of Glory come. Open ye the gate and let the King of Glory come in. For my family, according to the appointed time of opportunity, open the gate. Open the gate. Let the King of Glory come in. Let the King of Glory come in. Let the King of Glory come in. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
I remember I was sharing an experience from the field with us recently in my place of work. That I've been operating my place of work by decree. God will just come early in the morning and say this. And then when I go out in the morning, at the breaking of the day, I will see the manifestation of the thing that God told me to say. That thing is actually a peak. You won't believe it. I've not been able to do that thing for a while now, or about 4 or 5 days thereabout. I've not been able to achieve it. And I remember when it became confusing, I would be in my office, God would say, decree. I would say, how do I decree? Because I was not on the holy hill of God yet. I had not yet come to that peak in the Holy Ghost, and that was why it was hard for me to make a decree. So very early in the morning, you say, put this out. And once I put it out, it becomes binding on even me myself. If I say today, we will not have sales. Even if I go to work and I saw that there was no sales and it was affecting our income, it was affecting our numbers. And I say, oh God, let there be sales. That prayer will not be answered. Because the one I first issued out in the morning, I issued it out from a peak. And now this one, I'm saying it from another realm where it is not recognized. Anytime God gives you a body, and it's as if you don't know what to do, it's as if you don't know how to go about praying that prayer, just hit the peak in the Holy Ghost. You'll begin to receive words. If it is utterance you lack, if you are lacking utterance, hit a peak. It is because the Holy Ghost has not given you words. That's why you are lacking in utterance. Hit the peak. Make up your mind that I want to hit the peak of utterance. Don't just assume that every time it will come automatically. Sometimes the Holy Ghost will hold utterance for you, and it will make you to labor for you to get. So that next time when he says, say one, you will not go and say two, because you are full of Bible study. Because when he says, say one, and you say one, it is in your saying one, you affirm to, you confirm to him that indeed is the one sponsoring your words, not yourself. Our Lord Jesus never lacked utterance for one day, because he himself testified. He said it is the Father that gives him what to say and what to speak. That's why Jesus never lacked utterance. There was no day that Jesus opened his mouth that he didn't have something to say. The words will never perish from the prophet. Neither the law from the priest. Because every time he opens, he's piping what the Father is saying. He's not adding to it. He's not adding to it. Because he is full of Bible stuff. May God save us. I will call upon God tonight. Teach me how to eat the pig in the Holy Ghost. Teach me how to eat the pig. Teach me. There is no formal way to eat, my brother. And you will need to be taught. The purpose of tonight is just to show you that there is that level. There is actually that level. To tell you that this is how they do it. There is no formal way for doing it. It is you to come to the place of prayer, you will find out. Because there is a spirit that will teach you all things. That will guide you into all truth. That will guide you into all truths. Teach me. I don't want to be stranded where my utterance is needed, where your word is needed. Teach me. Teach me. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
I don't want to use myself as an example. Let me just say, I believe with these few words we have been able to learn. Finally, can you present on behalf of one member of the parliament is subjective to God tonight. Don't present your own. Present for another person. Jesus teaching his disciples, he says, say our Father, not my Father, but our. Can you present for someone tonight? Because that is why I say everybody should go through that objective. Can you present for someone tonight? It's objective. Now, oh God, look upon this one and bring it to fulfillment according to your counsel and your purpose for this time. Can you present for someone tonight? Thank you, blessed Holy God. In Jesus' name we pray. If you've not had the opportunity to go through that 2025 objective, we'll still present it tomorrow again. So you can be afforded the opportunity to go read it. This is not a joke. I'll leave it there. Mighty God, we say thank you for tonight. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your compassion. Thank you for the teaching of tonight. We pray that you will help us to keep these words to heart in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless thy people. Bless your people with favor in this time, O God, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Prove yourself mighty in their life today, O God, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Confirm your word in the life of your people tonight, O God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, blessed Holy God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Almighty God. In Jesus' name, pray.
Amen.
If you got the biggest blessing tonight, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
If you know, and you know that I, John, have gotten the blessing, the biggest blessing tonight, can you shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right. And I say hallelujah for JD. Salutations to MPJD. We can hear you tonight. Glory be to the name of God. The good Lord bless us in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Salutations to us. I will see us tomorrow. Have a blessed night. Let's share the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Bless us now.
Amen.
Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall bring us forever and ever. Shalom. Have a blessed night. And the fruitful days for the remainder of the week. Bye bye.